The following podcast is brought to you by the Media Studies and Communication Department at Dominican University of California. Lock your doors, check under the bed, and turn on a nightlight because it's about to get scary. I, DJ Ghost, will be your guide through all things paranormal. Listen at your own risk because when you listen, you won't be able to sleep tonight. You better keep one eye open. Hello, and welcome back to One Eye Open. I am your host, DJ Ghost, and I'm very happy you decided to join me today. Today, we're going to be talking about the different myths and theories that people have about the paranormal. The paranormal is a mystery that is different for many. There are many different beliefs about the paranormal. Some say it's psychological, some say it's religion-based, and some even say it's protection from the real world. So saying that, let's jump right into it. Just because the paranormal is the realm of the unexplained doesn't mean there isn't any explaining to do. Humans have always sought out definition to the world around us and even to the worlds that may be beyond us. As a result, over the course of millennia, we've developed countless theories and told endless stories within the realm of the paranormal pop culture. And there have been a lot of misconceptions that have taken root in the public's consciousness. Believe it or not, even when dealing with the mysterious realm of ghosts, aliens, and creatures, there are some things we can fairly confidently label as false. According to recent surveys, as many as 3/4 of Americans believe in the paranormal in some form, while nearly 1 in 5 claim to have actually seen a ghost. Intrigued by this persistent belief, psychologists have started to look at why some of us can't shake off old superstitions and folklore. Their findings may suggest some hidden virtues to believing in the paranormal. At the very least, it should cause you to question whether you hold more insidious beliefs about the world. Some paranormal experiences are easily explainable based on faulty activity in the brain. Reports of poltergeists, invisibly moving objects, seem to be consistent with the damage to certain regions of the right hemisphere that are responsible for visual processing. Certain forms of epilepsy, meanwhile, can cause a spooky feeling that a presence is stalking you close by, perhaps underlying accounts of faceless shadow people lurking in the shadows. Out-of-body experiences, meanwhile, are now accepted neurological phenomena. While certain visual illusions could confound the healthy brain and create mythical beings. For example, one Italian psychologist looked in the mirror one morning to find a grizzled old man staring back at him. His later experiments confirmed that the illusion is surprisingly common when you look at your reflection in the half light. Perhaps the brain struggles to construct the contours of your face, so it begins to try to fill in that missing information. Even if that leads to the appearance of skulls, old hags, or hideous animals. Psychologists studying religion have long suspected that a belief in the paranormal can be a kind of shield from the harsher truths of the world. The idea is that when something unexpected happens, a death, natural disaster, or job loss, the brain scrambles around for answers looking for meaning in the chaos. It's such an adverse state that if it can't gain control objectively, we will get it perceived more structures around us even if they don't exist. Said Jennifer Whiteston at the University of Texas, who studies pattern perception and judgment and decision making. Even simply asking people to remember a time when they felt out of control can make people see illusionary forces at work. That including seeing patterns in the random movements of the stock market, for example, it could also manifest itself by linking two unconnected events, such as the belief that knocking on wood for good luck would improve your chances in a job interview. Anthropomorphism is another common way that we try to understand events. Says Adam White at Northwestern University of Illinois, so we might think that a spirit lies behind a storm or that a demon is causing us to get ill, rather than acknowledging that we have no control over the matter. And if a branch is tapping your window, you might be more inclined to imagine that it is a ghost sending you a message. We create beliefs in ghosts because we don't like believing that the universe is random. Again, this seems more common when we feel less control over our lives. A scientist recently asked skeptics and believers to view simple animations of moving shapes while lying in a brain scanner. He found paranormal believers were more likely to see some kind of intention behind the movements, as if the shapes were playing a game of tag. And this was reflected in greater brain activity in the regions normally associated with theory of mind and understanding others' motives. That same scientist had also found that people who believe in a supernatural are more likely to see hidden faces in everyday photos. A finding confirmed by another team at the University of Amsterdam, who showed that paranormal believers are more likely to imagine that they had seen a walking figure in random light displays. Michael Neese at the Lafitte College in Pennsylvania recently asked a group of students to listen to sound recordings from U.S. ghosting shows. Subtly priming the volunteers with the thought that they were involved in a paranormal study increased the number of voices they reported hearing in the fuzzy recordings, despite the fact that they mostly reported being skeptics. It seems that the merest expectation of hearing something spooky can set your mind worrying. Whiteston's research, meanwhile, shows how easy it is for all of us to imagine strange happenings when we feel unsettled. Her latest experiment found that even priming someone with a feeling of hope, normally considered a positive emotion, can still increase people's beliefs in the supernatural or conspiracy theories. The reason, she says, is that hope is still full of uncertainty. It makes you question the future. We are now going to talk about a few most common misconceptions about the paranormal. Number one, only old buildings are haunted. A decrepit, ancient Victorian mansion with broken windows, creaky floorboards, and moldy furniture may be the best haunted house in Hollywood, but it's not where ghosts necessarily hang out. Beyond just old houses, researchers claim to have found paranormal evidence in jails, asylums, hospitals, hotels, museums, battleships, cruise liners, cars, roads, and forests. New locations can also be haunted as the ground where a new building is established. There doesn't necessarily have to be a death on the property either. It is widely accepted within the paranormal community that objects and people themselves can be the focus of a haunting. Number two, ghosts only come out at night. There are a lot of reasons to ghost hunt at night. The world quiets down as the day fades away. Some locations only let you enter after the close of daytime business hours. It is much creepier at night, and most importantly, is the best time to play with your sweet night vision camera. But if you want to chase ghosts, you can just as effectively do it during the day, according to most paranormal researchers. In fact, it might even be a more effective time because that's when the dead were probably most alive. You might be surprised to learn that a recent national poll found that over 71% of Americans believe in miracles, 42% of Americans believe that ghosts exist, 41% think that extrasensory perception, aka telepathy, is possible, and 29% believe in astrology. Other recent polls have indicated that public belief in things like conspiracy theories or other pseudo-scientific phenomena are equally prevalent. For example, 21% of Americans think the government is hiding aliens, 28% of Americans believe that a mysterious secret elite power is plotting a new world order, and 14% of Americans believe in Bigfoot. Recent psychological research has found a surprising relationship between these types of personal convictions. A puzzle of conspiracy theories, pseudoscience, and belief in the paranormal turn out to be highly correlated with one another. Now, we're going to be reviewing some of the most famous paranormal myths and legends. From the beginning of time, people have told stories, regaling their friends and family with tales of adventure, hard times, interesting people, frightening experiences, and everyday life. Sometimes these were truths, others were exaggerations, and occasionally there were nothing more than tall tales. The more interesting of these narratives were passed around from friend to friend and from father to son, sometimes being altered along the way or growing in strength to the point that they became legends, folklore, or questionable myths. Oral history, proverbs, jokes, and popular beliefs were interwoven into music, dance, cultures, and sometimes even into history itself. American history is filled with folklore, Native American mythology, and real truths that make for wonderful campfire tales. In these stories, much like earlier European, Greek, and Roman tales, the accounts can often only be guessed at as to whether they are fact or fiction, but they continue to make the rounds of new generations. Many of these urban legends and stories were most likely told when you were younger by your friends. I definitely remember hearing some of these stories and being scared for so long, so let's jump right in. Number one, Bloody Mary. Perhaps the most famous modern myth, this tale suggests that if you were to look in a mirror and say Bloody Mary a specified number of times, something will happen. It's the what that the legend disagrees on. In the earliest versions, an unmarried woman would see the face of her future husband in the glass or a skull if she were destined to die before the wedding. This evolved into something more gory. Groups invoking a bleeding spirit or witch called Mary. Some links have also been made to Queen Mary I as she suffered multiple miscarriages during her reign. Number two, the spider bite. Possibly one of the more believed urban myths, this one tells the tale of a young person, often a traveler, to a far-flung location who is bitten by a spider and or ant. On returning home, the victim experiences a hatching, whereby parasitic baby spiders and or ants burst out from under their skin. Number three, the Hook Man. Another campfire must. This tale features an amorous young couple out for a drive when the radio informs them that a hook-handed lunatic has escaped from a local institution. Either the couple will go home and find a hook embedded in the back of their car, or one of them ends up suspended above the car with his fingers scraping against the roof. Number four, freaky food. Recently, outraged internet people were taken in by claims that the popular fast food outlet KFC were breeding genetically mutated chickens for their burgers. While the shock pictures were quickly revealed to be fakes, more than one of my Facebook friends were taken in. Foodstuffs often fall victim to urban myths. Are McDonald's burgers really made from earthworms? Will mixing Papa Candy to fizzy pop make you explode? Don't forget the perennial dog meat takeaway rumor. Number 5, the licked hand. In this popular tale, a scared girl, or sometimes an old woman, listens to an ominous dripping coming within her home. She is reassured by the presence of her faithful dog, who licks her hand from under the bed. Eventually, she investigates the noise, only to find her dog slaughtered and a message written in blood. Humans can lick too. Number 6, the kidney heist. In this tale, a young man is either seduced by a beautiful woman or pays for an escort. The following morning, he was wakened in a bathtub full of ice to find one of his kidneys had been removed for sale on the black market. The moral couldn't be clearer, really. Could it? Number 7, location, location, location. As someone eager to get on the property ladder, I don't know how bothered I'd be to check out what my house was built on. But you might want to get a surveyor to have a look. Everyone whose houses are built on burial grounds are bound to be cursed, right? Although ancient Indian burial grounds are few and far between in the USA, they sure get a lot of flack. Number 8, chain letters. You know this one. You get sent a message that suggests if you don't pass it on to 5 or more people, there'll be some terrible consequence. This urban legend seems to have predicted viral marketing by 20 years or so. Number 9, the call is coming from inside the house. The moral is clear. Women, protect your children. Variations of this one see a babysitter being tormented by threatening phone calls that turn out to be coming from inside the house. The children in her care are often murdered. Number 10, Slenderman. A truly modern myth. Slenderman started online as a part of the competition to Photoshop pictures to include a supernatural element. User Victor Search added a suited, faceless, unnaturally tall figure into two black and white photos, which were copied and distributed virally over the net. Since then, millions of authors, mostly online, have shared and spread the story on websites such as Creepypasta. The Slenderman story is to abduct people, often children, who seem to willingly go with the figure, never to be seen again, making him a terrifying version of the Pied Piper. And that is it. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. I hope you have an amazing day. Remember, I am your host, EJ Ghost, and to keep one eye open. See you next time.